Earlier this summer, Senator Todd Weiler thought that activists were making outrageous claims about Stericycle's medical waste incinerator. One physician, for instance, said that when Stericycle uses its unfiltered bypass stack during emergencies, it emits more pollution than an oil refinery does in a year. So Weiler decided to investigate. He toured Stericycle's incinerator and asked how much pollution they emit during a bypass incident. He says company officials could not give him an answer. They also told him they have no way of knowing the contents of what's going into the incinerator.
They don't know what they're burning. They don't know what they're releasing during the bypass incidents. I don't know how that's a sustainable plan for a residential community with five schools within a mile. So that's why I'm taking action.
Weiler says the more he learns, the more concerned he gets. He's looked around the country and discovered that 39 states have banned medical waste incineration. Now the medical waste of numerous states, including California, is being shipped to North Salt Lake. Weiler learned there is an alternative technology called autoclaving that essentially sterilizes the waste before it goes in a landfill.
And I understand from Stericycle that not 100% of all medical waste can be autoclaved, but I don't understand why Utah wants to become a dumping ground for this medical waste that can't be autoclaved.
Weiler says the climate in the state is building against incineration, and a recent event on Friday adds to that sense. Residents reported black smoke and flames coming out of Stericycle's bypass stack that scared families holding a community 5K run near the incinerator. Stericycle did not return a request for confirmation of the incident. Bypass events are allowed during emergencies like a power outage as long as they're reported to the State Division of Air Quality. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.